What's up, nooffseason.com fam? I'm Paul Hickey. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show weekly football card market update. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. Welcome to the weekly football card market update, coming to you every Tuesday here on the Sports Card Strategy feed on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Brought to you, of course, by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. We are just about 11 days away from the 2024 NFL Draft in my former hometown of Detroit, Michigan, and I am excited about it, and I know you guys are. So we're going to take a look at the top first-round draft prospect card market here in a second, but let's start off with the most cards sold in the football card market in the last 14 days, regardless of grade or raw. And these are the most rookie cards sold in the last 14 days. CJ Stroud's 2023 Prism 339 base raw. We know this card sold 454 times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $25.18. That card's actually up 19%. People wanting that card big time. Price change of $4.17. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prism 343 base raw hits our top five this week. Sold 212 times over the last 14 days. That's also up 19.4%. Average sale price there, though, much less expensive than Stroud's. About $19 less expensive than Stroud's, clocking in at an average sale price across those 212 sales of $6.34. Puka Nacua's 2023 Prism 357 base raw sold 127 times over the last 14 days for an average sale price of $4.32. That's actually down 43.8%. Bryce Young's 2023 Prism base 311 raw sold 124 times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $3.46. That's down 30.7%. But Will Levis's 2023 Prism 397 base sold 112 times, creeping up on the charts in the last 14 days for an average sale price of right around Bryce Young's $3.14. That's up 20.7%, just up 56 cents though, but that one's creeping up there. Young's Prism Silver though, 311 from 2023, sold 82 times. That's the top selling Prism Silver of any of these rookies in the top 20. That sold 82 times over the last 14 days for an average sale price of $76.25. Last sale, $83.33 yesterday, Monday, April 15th. That card is up 2.7%. All right, let's go over to the top graded cards in the football card market in the last 14 days. Clocking in at number one, 169 sales of this card in the last 14 days. This card is just dominant when you add it all together. CJ Stroud's 2023 Prism 339 base in PSA 10. That's a pop 2376. I mentioned sold almost 170 times. Average sale, $131. The PSA 9 of that card is the number two most graded card sold in the last 14 days. 142 sales of that card. The PSA 9 is actually up 32.5%. Last sale, $48. One card I really like, though, I'm going to drop this nugget on all of you. I really like Stroud's 2023 Prism 339 Laser in PSA 10. It's a pop 595. The pop is not growing nearly as much as the base. Sold 55 times in the last 14 days. Average sale price of $337. That's actually up 18%. Price change $50.14. I really like that card going into the 2024 NFL season. Anthony Richardson's PSA 10 base Prism sold 52 times in the last 14 days. CJ Stroud's Silver Prism in PSA 9 sold 48 times in the last 14 days. Will Levis's Silver Prism in PSA 10, pop 323, sold 42 times in the last 14 days. And Bryce Young's Prism Silver PSA 10, pop 325, sold 40 times in the last 14 days. Brock Purdy's 2022 Prism base rookie PSA 10 pop 3411 sold 34 times in the last 14 days. Average sale price $124. Keep an eye on that card. It's actually dipped 9%. So it could be an interesting pickup there. The top PSA 10 sales, we've listed off most of them, but let's scroll all the way down to Josh Allen's 2018 Donruss 304 base PSA 10, pop 8376, sold 39 times in the last 14 days. Who's selling that card in April? I have no idea, but that's a great pickup right now. The card is even, clocking in at $148. All right, let's go over to our NFL draft prospects. We dug into Market Movers. You can save 20% at marketmoversapp.com if you use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. We dug into Market Movers, and we brought up guys like Caleb Williams, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers, Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., Brock Bowers, Brian Thomas Jr., and Adonai Mitchell. And we took a look at who has the most sales volume over the last 14 days of those guys. Caleb Williams is the answer. His 2022 Bowman Chrome University Prospects First Raw sold 80 times in the last 14 days. What's interesting about this card is the Raw version is down 32%. But if you take a look at the PSA 10 of this card, selling 42 times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $82.13. That card's actually up $13 or 21.3%. Marvin Harrison Jr.'s 2023 Bowman Chrome University Prospects First Raw sold 50 times in the last 14 days. Drake May in at number three. His first, that's out of 2023 Bowman Chrome University, just like Harrison's, sold 42 times in the last 14 days. That's up 46.5%. Malik Nabers, Bowman Chrome University Prospect First Raw, sold 18 times over the last 14 days. That card's down 22.2%. Let's take a look at a couple more Caleb Williams cards here. Caleb Williams, 2022 Bowman Chrome University, the 1952 Bowman Insert Raw, sold 18 times over the last 14 days, up 311%, just up $3.07 though. So that 311% number is a bit misleading. A very, very common card, pop 663. The PSA 9 version of Caleb Williams' base Chrome Prospect First from 2022 Bowman Chrome U sold 15 times in the last 14 days. That sucker's up 22%. All right, let's go back over to the pro stuff. Top overall football card sales in the last 7 days. Justin Herbert's 2023 absolute kaboom horizontal green out of one raw sold for $15,000 just a couple of days ago on April 14th, followed by Tom Brady's 2000 Leaf Unlimited, number 378, limited edition out of 50, graded in BGS 8.5, sold for $12,000 on April 12th. Brady's clocking in at number three and number four. His 2000 Leaf Rookies and Stars 134, base out of 1,000 in PSA 10, is only a pop 16. That card sold for $10,000 on April 11th. Brady's 2000 Bowman Chrome 236 Refractor in PSA 2, horrible grade, still sold for $9,100 on April 9th. And Joe Burrow's 2020 Prism 11 Color Blast Super Short Print PSA 10, a pop 30, sold for $8,800 on April 10th. Okay, now a little bit more liquidity in the top sales. Who were the top rookie card sales in the last 14 days with five or more sales? CJ Stroud's 2023 Absolute Kaboom 11 Horizontal in PSA 10, pop 44, sold 11 times in the last 14 days. Those numbers are crazy when you think about it. Only being a pop 44, but selling 11 times in the last 14 days. People just want CJ Stroud. Average sale price, $43.50 on that, but the last sale, $5,000 on April 12th. That card's up 10.5%. It's up $475. Stroud's 2023 D2 Downtown SSP in PSA 10 is a pop 257. That sold 7 times in the last 14 days. Last sale, $2,330 on April 9th. That's up $75 from its previous sale. Patrick Mahomes, 2017 Optic 177 Hollow PSA 10. What a beauty. Pop 740. Sold 6 times in the last 14 days. Don't know why anyone would be selling that card in April, but it sold on April 7th for $2,100. All right. What were our top risers in the football card market from 2012 through the present, graded only? To get into this category, a card has to sell 10 or more times in the last 14 days. At the top of the list, a couple of Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa's 2020 Prism 339 base in PSA 9 is a pop 4375 card. That card sold 10 times in the last 14 days. It's up 92.8%, or just under $8. Devon Achane's 2023 Prism 365 Laser PSA 10, great looking card, pop 132, sold 11 times in the last 14 days. That's up 92.1%, or up $35. Will Levis's 2023 Prism 397 Laser in PSA 10, pop 265, sold 17 times in the last 14 days. That's up 77%, up $68.50. I love seeing some different names here at the top, but here's another familiar name who's dominating everything in the football card market right now. CJ Stroud, his 2023 Mosaic ND3 NFL debut green in PSA 10 is a pop 201, sold 11 times over the last 14 days, up 64.1%, a price change of $41 in the positive direction. All right, what were the top fallers, though? The biggest fallers in the same category, 2012 through the present, graded rookie cards only in the last 14 days. At the top, 10 sales in the last 14 days of CJ Stroud's 2023 Donruss 21, the rookies in PSA 9. Price change of down negative. Not a double negative. It's actually down 67.2%. Down $41. Couple of Travis Kelce cards. Maybe the Swiftie Super Bowl hype has worn off of Travis Kelce. His 2013 Topps number 31 base PSA 9, the photo shoot photo of himself that he hates where he's catching the ball with a really cheesy look on his face in PSA 9 is a pop 1062. That card's down 55%, down $55. Kelce's 2013 Prism 292 base PSA 9 is a pop 605, sold 10 times in the last 14 days. That thing's down 47.8%. This episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Let's take a look at some of the recent football card sales in CGC slabs. We've got a Najee Harris, beautiful looking card from 2021 Panini Phoenix Fanatics exclusive set in CGC Mint 9, sold for $8, just a few days ago on April 7th. Melvin Gordon III's 2022 Prism No Huddle Red out of 50, sold in CGC 10 for $4.95. Thank you so much for joining us on the weekly football card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Get pumped for the upcoming NFL draft and have a great day.